Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are lucky enough to be joined every Thursday at 4 p.m. by, I couldn't think of the word to put between enough and the name. Anyway, joined by Mike Lombardi, VSiN Morning Show, Daily Coach, the GM Shuffle, and us Thursdays at 4. Mike, how we feeling?
We're good. We're doing good. Spike, how you doing? Huh? How's Ike? You guys good?
I'm great, brother. How you been?
Great. Couldn't be better. Eagles playing good. Life is good.
So, speaking of the Eagles, trade deadline 2 days ago. Eagles don't do anything. A lot of other teams made moves to get better. Detroit did. Washington did. Do you think the Eagles missed a shot there? Would you have done something?
I don't know what they could have done, really, in reality. I mean, it's hard to make deals at the end like that. I don't think there was a lot of sellers. I think teams were, you know, there's so many bad teams in the league. You thought there would have been more sellers. I mean, think about this. There's 11 teams that have three losses or three wins or less. And, you know, most of the wins come from when they play against bad plays bad in this league. So I don't know what they could do. I think one of the things that's got to be a good telltale sign for the Eagles is defensively they have really improved. I mean, they have gotten better. Now, since he threw the football on them, but they've played the run really well over the last 4 weeks. They've turned the ball over five times in the last two games. You know, they haven't turned the ball over but one time in four games, and they've scored over, you know, since the Cleveland game, they've been scoring a ton of points. So I think they're on the right track. They just need to keep getting better.
You know, to talk about the deadline a little more, I guess just in a more general sense, do you think NFL teams overvalue draft picks in that scenario?
Oh, yeah, of course. And what makes it even more dangerous today is the fact the NIL. The NIL impacts the draft, you know, because there was a time when I first started in the league in 1984, it was always a senior draft class. There were never any juniors allowed in. They would only be allowed in a supplemental based on something that had to happen for them to get able to pass the test of the league office. But then we started to get into junior drafts. Three-year eligible players came into the draft, which really helped. 150 juniors or redshirt sophomores were able to enter into the draft, which made the top 100 a lot better every single year. Well, now we don't have that. Now we're just going to have strictly a senior draft, which is going to make the players older, which is a good thing. Now, I'm sure still some of the top 10 picks could be juniors based on where they're going to go, but if you could stay in school and hang out at the sororities and drink beer and not be a professional, even though you are a professional, you got to stay in school because you're going to get paid for it. So I think to me, that's made those draft picks in those fourth, fifth, and sixth rounds a little less valuable.
When we look at the defense, Mike, I was asking someone earlier about the LBs, Zach Bond, N'Kobe Dean, how well they're playing. The Eagles, you know, one could argue they haven't necessarily invested monetarily into that position a whole lot in years past. It's been a while since we had a pair as playing as well as these two are playing. I'm just wondering, is it too early to think about? Because N'Kobe will be eligible for an extension after this season, and Zach Bond's on a one-year deal. Just wondering, yeah, is it too early to start thinking about, do we commit to these guys long-term?
I think one of the things the Eagles have always done a good job of is they, you know, they rob Peter to pay. They don't cheat where they want to put their money. They're very clear. They're going to spend on defensive linemen, and they're not going to overspend. They let two good linebackers go in 2020-22 when they won all those games and they lost McGovern, and they let those guys go because they didn't want to afford it. I think a lot of it's going to come down to price control because you got to make choices with the cap, you know, and you got to find the Zach Bronze. And I think it was a great finding. He's been really good tackler. Dean's a third round pick that finally has started to come along. You know, he made the play last week, which to me was one of the worst plays in football for the Jacksonville Jaguars. 1:42 to go in the game. you know, and you trying to throw the ball in the end zone? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Why would you just run it there? Run the clock. Because if you score, just say Dean didn't cover that player and it was a touchdown. You're going to lose the game to the Eagles. They got too much time.
Right.
Why were you throwing the ball in the end zone? What are we doing? But that's what happens when you have guys that don't understand clock management.
Mike, the Saquon Barkley on pace for 370-plus touches, you know, 400 if they end up playing a playoff game or two. You know, we've been talking about ways to get that number down. But the question I have is, do they need to think about it not just for this season, but understanding that essentially that's a two-year deal and the way that backs look the year after that? Mm-hmm. Is that something they should be thinking about and actively working to figure out a way to get him to get the ball a little bit less, thinking about next year as well?
Yeah, well, I think it's hard. But look, the guy that, you know, you keep saying that about, not you, but I think most of us do, is Derrick Henry. I mean, here's a back who just keeps carrying the ball time and time again, and you're saying you're going to wear him out now. You're going to wear him out. I mean, Emmitt got worn out. You know, Emmitt, never, when he had 400 carries 1 year, the next year he wasn't the same back. But this guy's, you know, he's really good. I mean, he's able to withstand it. I mean, think about it. You know, when you go over his career, you know, he started having 300 carries back in 2019, and it hasn't deterred him whatsoever. And he's already, you know, he's already on pace to have another 300 carry year, and he does it every single game. So I think, to me, the way that they take care of their bodies and the way that the health and all that. Now Barkley has had some health concerns. I think they have to be careful. Certainly, you need a two back combination, but you know, look, would you want Barkley off the field in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line? I don't.
No.
No, and that's the tough part, is that it's almost like if they don't start thinking about it and committing to it early in the game, then late in the game, you're left with no choice whatsoever, because you are in those situations where you need him. They're really, it's amazing, because during the bye week, they committed to this kind of offense, and it's working, but then you start to see I think because they didn't plan on doing this, they don't maybe have the collection of backs they may have had if they thought they'd be doing this style this year.
I think they had to think this is what it was. When they gave Barkley that contract, I think they had to say, look, we need to go back to 2022 when we went to the Super Bowl, when we scored 204 points in the second quarter and we got the lead on everybody. We were a better team. Miles Sanders averaged over 5 yards a carry, gained 1,200 yards. That's who we have to be, right? I mean, I think that's who the Eagles are with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. That doesn't mean anything negative towards Jalen Hurts, because it strengthens his profile. Mm-hmm. He's a very good deep ball thrower. He can keep the ball away from the opponent by running around, making plays with his feet, and then you got this power back that comes in there where you're going to have to play 6 in the box, 7 in the box, 8 in the box. You're going to have to cover this up. See, the biggest misconception is the devaluation of running back. Yes, there is an ample supply of running backs, which devalues their overall, but it doesn't devalue what they mean to your team.
Right.
Because what we're seeing with the Eagles is the ability to control the pace of the game and control the game in the fourth quarter when you need to.
You feeling good about the squad where they're at right now, Mike? It's 6-2. Like, going forward, we start to separate the pretenders from the contenders.
There's so many pretenders in this league. I mean, you got, like I said earlier, you have over 11. There's a lot of bad football going on, a lot of bad coaching, a lot of bad general managing going on in the league. Teams that have no chance, starting this week down in Dallas. I mean, look, how do you go into the season with no running backs, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, they can't run the football. Now you got Cooper Rush playing quarterback. How are they going to move the football? Zach Martin's not the same player he once was. Teron Steele hasn't played very well. You know, and they got two really good young offensive linemen, but the line can't really respond because they've got really no chance to get behind in the game. They have no defensive tackles. Parsons may play this week, but they weren't playing good defense when Parsons was playing. I mean, it was a struggle then. So, to me, a lot of the problems with these NFL teams have been the design in the offseason, really trying to evaluate your own team. And I think the Eagles have done a good job. I think Detroit's is the best team in the NFC right now. It's going to take everything the Eagles have to beat them if they play. I think Detroit's focused, and they're hard to play because they can control the line of scrimmage. But the Eagles, because of their defensive front, they match up to Detroit.
Mike, if you had to put your money, if I were to give you four teams, and you were to put your money on one of them in the NFC, and I were to give you Minnesota, Green Bay, the Rams, and the Eagles, who would you put your money on?
I put my money on the Eagles on that, of those four. I think those four. Now, look, I think if you get a track meet with Green Bay and your defensive line gets tired, they're going to beat you. Mm-hmm. They're going to beat you. I think that would be the next team I would pick. I think if Green Bay and Philly played five times, I think it'd probably go 3-2 Philly. I think Green Bay's a tough team. But I think Detroit is superior to all of them. I think Detroit can control the game. Maybe, you know, Za'Darius Smith gives them that uplift in terms of a pass rusher, which they're going to need. But they can control the game. Look, Goff hasn't thrown the ball more than 25 times since the 55 passing outing he had against Tampa in Week 2. They're really good. They make explosive plays, and they push you around. Why? Because their offensive line. Look, follow the line. The offensive lines will tell you. It's like tonight. You know, Cincinnati passed on Sewell. They took Chase. Chase is a great player. But what's Cincinnati's biggest problem? They have no physicality with their team.
Yeah. I remember that draft, too, because me being from Cincinnati and being a Bengals fan as well, I'm like, you got to get some protection for Joe Burrow. But I do understand how great of a player Ja'Marr Chase is. But it doesn't matter, like you said, if you don't have a protection up front, man, like that's what matters most.
They can't run the ball at all. I mean, yep. They can't control the game. See what? Look, I'm a big believer. I agree with the Eagles' philosophy. You got to throw the ball to win, but you have to run the ball to control the game. You have to have some balance. Like Peterson not running the ball on 1st and 10 from his 13 and trying to throw the ball in the end zone with 1:42 to go might be one of the worst calls in football. And, of course, it's going to be on Trevor Lawrence for throwing the interception. But from a strategic standpoint, from somebody who understands the essence of game management, of how to win the game, that was a bad call. But he doesn't have any faith in the run game. He doesn't want to run the ball. He's from that part of which doesn't understand it. I just want to call pass plays. It's like when Eric Bieniemy was so proud of himself for calling 60 passes last year in a game, even though his quarterback got killed. He said, well, Andy Reid would have been proud of me. No, he wouldn't. Andy Reid's run the ball as much as anybody right now.
That's for sure.
That is for sure. Mike Lombardi with us, as he is every Thursday at 4. Last one, Mike. The Eagles had, from the first time in a game, really seemed like they were challenged on the tush push. It did not seem as effective. We had Sheil Kapadia on, who said that he noticed that Jacksonville was sort of lining their linebackers up behind the defensive line and almost reverse tush pushing it. Are you surprised that it has taken the rest of the NFL this long to come up with a specific strategy to combat that it seems to have taken?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, look, I think they missed Kelsey in there. I think if Kelsey were still playing, it would still be a harder strategy. But and you know, let's give Kurtz a lot of credit, too. The guy squats how much? You know, it's ridiculous. His lower body strength. And his ability to move, you know. I mean, everybody's had a try of a way to stop it. It's, do you have enough power? Do you have power to handle it? You know, Jacksonville doesn't have any power inside a tackle. I mean, one of Jacksonville's problems on defense is they got two edges, but they have no power inside. You know, the game of football has to be controlled inside out. You've got to have those. That's why drafting a three technique, they get Jalen Carter. I mean, to get a three technique at the ninth pick overall in the draft who can dominate a game is a rare commodity.
All right, Mike. We appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right, brother.
Always the best.
All right, bro.
Thanks, Mike. Love Mike Lombardi. I love Mike Lombardi.
Well, especially when he doesn't bring up the six.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he ducked them.
I didn't duck them. Well, what's there to talk about today?
They suck.
Yeah, they do suck. But you know
he's
what?
Not going to open himself up to that. Yeah,
and by the way,
that.
Mike is welcome to bring. You can tell him this.
Right, he could have brought it up.
He can bring it up whenever he wants. My point to Mike would be, it's funny. He would say that, and I would say the Sixers so far this year are an argument for why you can't move on from Embiid. It is like, if you look every Elliott.
You're pretty good, man.
Come on, man.
You're pretty good.
Born for
I
this.
Like the way you spun that. Yeah,
born for
that's
this.
Pretty good.
Well, Elliott before the year, and people do this. People are doing this today. Just build around Maxey. It's like, okay. Yeah.
You see what that looks like?
All right. Okay. You tell me over the first 7 games, if we took Maxey out and put Lowry in, and put Embiid in there instead of Drummond, you tell me they'd be 1-6? They'd be 4.
Not with Embiid in there. Yeah. Hell no.
Even with Maxey off, they'd be 4-3 at worst. They might even be 5-2.
Yeah.
So that doesn't take away all of the negative and the bewilderment and the nervousness around Joel, but I think it speaks to, as good as Tyrese is, and they hit on that pick, right? He's a great player, but I almost think of, he's not a similar player to Bradley Beal, but Bradley Beal at his best was a shoot first guard. He's bigger than, but he's only 6'4 or something. Yep. He was at his best, maybe 14th, 15th best player in the NBA. And when it was his team, and not that team stunk.
Nope.
He scored 35 points a game.
Didn't make anybody better.
Yeah, and that, unfortunately, unfortunately, when you talk about a build around it thing, that's what Maxey is. Maxey maxes out at that. But right. Maxey, you can see him now. He doesn't, the things that he doesn't do, I'm not saying it that he's not a good player, but it's because he's not creating for other people, because he's not controlling the game that way, because he's just a scorer, a small scorer. Yeah. The other team just has to put a 6'8" guy on him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it becomes so much work for him.
And more importantly, when Embiid or Paul George isn't out there, now everybody focuses on Maxey. So he has benefited from playing alongside
Joel
Embiid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's benefited from being able to do that. So at his size, it really is. You just don't have the same impact on the game. You may have an impact from an individual standpoint, but you don't have the impact overall as you should.
Tyrese is shooting 28% from three this year.
Now think about that.
And that is, I'm not saying...
I shot 40-something percent from three last year.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's just Joel, but a lot of it's Joel.
Of course.
And you see a lot of the threes that Tyrese is making, he has to shoot from 30 feet away.
Even further.
Because,
I do notice that.
Because there's no one in the middle of the court that anybody's worried about.
Yeah.
And that...
And he can't raise up and shoot over people.
Right.
Like, he can't, like a Tracy McGrady, Kobe. Those guys, they had the size. Even if you were guarding them one-on-one, they could raise up and just shoot over the top of you.
And this year, more than any, Tyrese, you watch the game and count how many times he's short. Count how many times he shoots the ball from three and it hits the front of the rim. It is more than you'll ever see. And I think a lot of that is because it's so far away, because he has to get it off so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wonder, you know, he got a lot stronger in the offseason. I wonder
did he?
Yeah. Well,
did he messed up his shot?
Sometimes when you get too, as a shooter, you get too much muscle. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about Kobe. Kobe was really fit, but had very, like, not lanky arms, but had long arms.
Yeah.
And wasn't over muscular. When you, even Lillard, not over muscular.
Kind of what LeBron's problem was. He was a little over muscular for a jump shooter.
Steph Curry, not over muscular. Ray Allen, not over muscular. Kevin Durant, now obviously 7 feet tall, but very, very slim. I wonder if Tyrese may have done a little too much lifting in the offseason, too.
Here's the other thing with Tyrese, and I said this last year. Because as they were playing the Knicks in that playoff series, and I'm wondering, like, Jalen Brunson, how's Jalen Brunson doing what he's doing, his style of play? Maxey, for as hard as he works in the offseason to improve his game, that mid-range game still isn't there. He doesn't have – like, Brunson has the ability to score at the free throw line, like in that area, use his body, create space, hit that little elbow jumper. Tyrese has to get all the way to the rim, or he's shooting a three-pointer.
He did. He had a couple of, in the Indiana game, he had a couple of little step-back mid-rangers that was nice. I hadn't seen that
not
since his rookie year.
Yeah.
But you're right. And even Jalen Brunson, who's great, still, I'm skeptical that the Knicks are ever going to win a championship with Jalen Brunson being the primary thing of the offense. Because he's not a great passer. He's small. Like all that stuff. He has to work really hard.
Yeah, he took a lot of shots to get his points.
Yep.
Yeah.
Robin Overbrook, you're on WIP.
Oh, what's up?
What's up, Rob?
Ike.
What's up, Rob?
What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, listen, real quick, Ike, before I get to the Sixers and Spike, you know, I got to give him something. But, as far as the Eagles go, you mentioned that the other coaches like Tomlin and these other more established coaches, they don't play those type of games that Sirianni plays as far as, you know, taking points or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think that Sirianni is under a shorter leash than those guys. And when the people from the they call down from the
from up top, yeah.
Yeah, I think he has to listen.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that, Rob. Yes, I would agree with you on that.
So if he listens to them and it doesn't work out, he won't hear any grief. But if he takes it on himself and doesn't listen to the analytics, you know, which is Jeffrey Lurie's son in them,
sure,
I think it might be a problem for him.
That's a fair point.
And by the way, Rob, he's hearing it. The tough thing for Sirianni, and look, at the end of the day, if he wants to keep his job, it's an easy decision to make.
Yeah.
But he's in one ear, he has those guys telling him what to do. And the other ear, on Monday, he hears everybody else in Philadelphia saying the opposite thing, which regardless of what he actually wants to do, has to mess with his mind a little bit. Even for the strongest guy in the world, hearing that, it just, I can understand the situation that he's in.
Yep.
Well, you know what? But $7 million a year buys a lot of forgiveness.
That's true.
But he's got pride. He's got. You can pay guys all you want. He's got pride, you know. And
how do you know that? How do you know that?
Because
every assumptions about the guy.
No,
you don't know that guy personally.
Hold on, Rob. I can guess that a head coach in the National Football League has pride in what he wants to do and what he thinks is the right thing, regardless of what level it is. What I'm saying is, just because you're paid $7 million a year doesn't mean that your desire to be good at what you do. Look, the guys who are in the National Football League are there because they had the desire to be good enough to get there. So regardless of what you think of Nick Sirianni and what you pay him, he still cares about what he wants to do and what he thinks is right, regardless of what he's getting paid.
You know what? I'll go right back to that again. Like, $7 million buys a lot of forgiveness. Now, as far as here's the thing. The Sixers has probably the worst general manager in the city, and that's really saying something.
All
because
right.
Hey, John.
You
know, hey, Mark. How are you doing?
Okay.
That Paul George, he's banking on a 35-year-old guy that
34.
Hasn't played a full season in, except once in the last 5 years.
Yeah, he's going for a contract, right, Rob?
Huh?
He's going for a contract, right, Rob?
Yeah. So now he played a full year. This guy stinks. He has a record of stinking in the playoffs.
Wait a minute. Just, he was the best, Rob, he was the best player on an Eastern Conference championship team and a Western
that
Conference.
That was a decade ago.
No, Western Conference was 3 years ago. Hold on. Rob, for a second. Paul George was the best player on the Clippers when they were in the Western Conference championship 3 years ago. Kawhi wasn't even playing.
That's true.
All right. So,
I give you that, but how many years has he played in the league? How many years has he been the best player?
Hold on.
Not a lot.
Okay. You could do that. He went head-to-head with LeBron in Indiana. He took the Clippers to the Western Conference Finals as the best player on both teams. The second best player on that Pacers team was Roy Hibbert. And just look at the Clippers team that he was on when they got to the Western Conference Finals. You cannot like him. You cannot like the age. The whole notion of that he's never shown up in the playoffs is just wrong. So I don't know how to argue that with you when the facts say otherwise.
No, the facts don't. You know, even a broke clock is right twice a day.
Oh,
so
really?
He had 2 years out of all those years he's played.
Yes.
But look at the other years that he didn't show up. And that's what it's more years he didn't show up than years he did show up. And that's what you have to look at.
All right.
If I'm saying something incorrect, Ike, let me know here.
I'm talking to you, Rob.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to talk to me and argue with me about Paul George.
Let's get number. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Paul George stinks.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that. And he's going. I'm telling you what's going to happen. He's
okay.
going to be hurt when the playoffs come.
Okay.
And then you're going to be sitting there making some other excuses for him.
It's not an excuse. If he's hurt, he's hurt. What do you want me to say? It's very easy, Rob, to go. It's very easy to say a team's not going to win a championship. It's so easy because most teams don't. So if you want to call up and you know what I could say? I could say that about every team in the NFL. I could say it about every team in the NBA. I could say it about every team in Major League Baseball. And most of them, 90%, are going to be correct. So you just said something about Paul George. It was wrong. You don't care that you're wrong. And at the end of the day, you'll probably be right because most teams don't win the title. So, and most teams, like, it's just, I don't know how to debate with you if you don't care what's true and what's not true.
You go by the facts. I'm giving you facts.
No, I gave you facts, Rob, and you didn't care. You told me
out of his whole career where he showed up.
No, that's not true. It's 2 years that he got to the conference finals. It's not 2 years that he showed up.
Yeah, that's what 2 years. That's showing up. You're getting paid that kind of money. You're showing up, man.
Okay.
You know, so he showed up for 2 years out of what? Has he only been in the league 12 years, 13 years,
okay.
or something like that?
Right.
Great. Wow. That's a great record.
Okay.
I
who should they have gotten instead? Who should they have gotten instead, Rob?
I don't think they should have.
Who should they have gotten instead, Rob?
Here's the thing.
Who should? No. Rob. Who should they have gotten instead?
Somebody's out there. Don't get
who?
Anybody.
Oh, don't get anybody.
Get anybody.
Okay. Good plan. Good plan, Rob. Good plan.
No,
it's a good plan. It's a good plan. They should just re-sign Tobias Harris. No, it's a good plan, Rob. It's a good plan. Don't get anybody.
You know what? People on your radio station, I don't know whether you were there or not, but people on your radio station were saying they had to sign him because they gave up all this these draft picks and stuff for him.
And then
when they signed him, they wanted to bust the guy down.
They did.
He was a bum.
They didn't.
And he was a bum before they signed him. He was a bum after they signed him.
They didn't give up any draft picks for him, Rob. Google it next time you call. Just Google everything next time you call. That way you have everything in front of you. Rob, for 10 years, has called up condescending for every person he calls, and he's full of it. And the reason that he went to Ike every time I had a point with him, God bless Ike, who
God
I love.
Bless him. Yeah, we love you.
Is because he couldn't handle the fact that he had no information. This guy stinks. This guy stinks. This guy stinks. All right, great. Congratulations, Rob. All of the information's on the internet. I'll send you a link to ChatGPT. I'll even pay for your ChatGPT subscription for the month. I will send you $20, and that way, before you call WIP, you can ask it all the questions you need, so you have all the facts in front of you, so you don't call up and make an ass out of yourself.
I will throw this in there. I think he was talking about they gave up picks for Tobias.
Oh, but what does that have to do with?
I think when you said sign Tobias, I think you guys were talking over each other.
Okay.
He went into defending. Well, I think he said something about we signed him, or people wanted him to sign him because they gave up the picks, and then everybody hated him after the signing.
Okay, well, Maury,
that's what he was trying to say.
Maury didn't do that either.
No, that was not Maury.
Yeah,
no.
Not Maury.
All right. Well, hey, it's all good.
I was ready for Rob.
Yeah, we can tell. Yeah.
Rob.
Also, ChatGPT, more analytics and sports arguments.
Oh, come on. I'm canceling Sacrifice for Soda Report. I don't want any Fritz stuff on this show today.
Well, it's barely. I'm barely even here today.
Oh,
yeah,
stop!
Yeah, break out the whammy lens for me.
Yes. You want me to put Broad's name on the show
with the question mark?
With the question mark? I can't believe that. All right. Do you have an update on Sacrifice for Soda?
Yeah,
that you can give?
Man. Yeah.
All right. So Juan Soto update. That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
All right.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Just saw a report that Steve Cohen is traveling to Southern California next week to meet with Juan Soto. Steve Cohen, the owner
of
the New York Mets. Yes.
Well, I mean, he's going to obviously bid on Juan Soto.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying he's in there first, though, man.
That's all right.
He's got the biggest checkbook.
I want to be in there last. I want Mr. Middleton to walk in and go, how much did Cohen offer?
That's right. You don't want to seem desperate.
$1 more.
No, we don't want to seem desperate.
Yeah. This guy's name is his kid, Juan.
Yeah. You got a whole movement going on, but we don't want to seem desperate. Yeah.
Well, what's Steve Cohen putting in for Sacrifice for Soto?
Yeah.
What's your loser station you left up there? What are they doing for Soto?
Oh, nothing. Well, they're fighting with each other.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a civil war at WFAN between the Yankee people and the Met people. All right, let's get a Sacrifice for Soto update.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Sacrifice for Soto. Here's Jackie Baseball.
It's really, again, Battle. Great job per usual. You're the best.
Yep.
Big old swing and a miss.
It just sounds like two things that he just crammed together.
I agree. I agree. So the first thing on...
Though I think he does a great job.
Great job. And we value every second he's yes. here, which is not very often.
Yeah, I haven't seen him this week.
Not at all. Yeah. Not even close. Because Ike, I think, scared him off with the lunchroom theatrics.
Yes, yes. Well, sit at a different table, Battle.
It's not that hard, right? Yeah, I mean, Ike gives him crap every single time he's sitting in the... Just sit somewhere else.
There's eight tables out there, and there's one big, long Last Supper type table out there that he could sit there, too.
You guys haven't figured it out? He wants me to say something.
Oh, yeah, but why would he want that?
Yeah. He doesn't handle it well.
He does not handle it very
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why do people like tension?
Yeah. Well...
Tension's
you
bad
over there.
Well, I like creating tension. I get out yes. when tension gets pointed back at me.
Yeah, right, right, right.
So the first thing on Sacrifice for Soda Report today is John Heyman last night talking about the teams that have been in contact with the with Scott Boras on Juan Soto. Apparently, the mystery team's the Rays.
Yeah, there's no way.
Which is a 0% chance.
Yeah. I mean, he might want to live in Florida.
Still, they're not paying $700 million.
Right.
They're not even worth $700
million. I was going to say, is that yeah. they might as well just give him the team.
They yeah. currently don't have a stadium either. Like, I mean, they've got issues down yeah. there in Tampa.
We got to get Heyman on next week to talk about this.
Yeah.
He even mentioned the Phillies.
Which is a joke.
Yeah.
I think that was he just forgot.
Well, I wonder if he didn't label or put them out there so it would put pressure on the Phillies. Maybe the Phillies are trying to play coy.
Because Heyman's a Boras guy.
Heyman's a Boras guy.
Yeah, because...
He is?
Yeah, well, he was the one who announced Bryce to Philadelphia. It was
yeah.
Heyman
yeah.
who
yeah.
had it first. Yep.
Yeah. He also came on and told us that, which I'll never forget. He was like, I don't really like to commit to any of these things because you almost want to leave yourself some wiggle room in case something doesn't happen. I was like, what? It's like, what?
That's not your job.
Yeah, that's not your job. Yeah. But yeah, we had him on during the Bryce thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we lost patience.
it took a long time.
Yeah, it took a while.
I thought this was interesting. So Dave Dombrowski talked yesterday, and the reporters asked him, would they go big game hunting again this winter, a.k.a. would you go after Juan Soto? And he said, our ownership allows us to do a lot of things, but sometimes that's not what you want. We have a lot of good star players in our team, so read that as you would.
God.
David, ain't your money, buddy.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Isn't Dave Dombrowski the guy that's supposed to spend the owner's money and trade for players?
Love star players. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
What the hell is he doing? The Austin Hayes all in. Juan Soto.
Are they tempering expectations? Is that what it is?
I don't know. It feels like Middleton did the exact opposite.
That's what's been so weird. Dombrowski's talked this. Twice since then.
So... Do you think the Phillies, like, say if they were to get Juan Soto, what's the domino effect there?
Well, it depends if the mandate from Middleton saying to shed salary.
Okay.
They could just say bleep it and we'll keep everyone.
And you keep everybody, you just add Juan Soto.
Exactly.
Now, how likely is that?
I would say not very likely.
Unless they do it for a year. Because Kyle Schwarber's off the books after next year. JT Realmuto's off the books after next year.
Yeah.
So
you could do it for a year.
They could do it for a year. You know, maybe. I'm not saying it's not my money, but...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and then obviously the luxury tax payments get higher the further and further you get into this thing and over the tiers. But I wonder if there's a scenario where they would get him and then say, it's not all about next year. Let's shed salary elsewhere and try to get our books in line. We have Juan Soto, and we'll kind of go from there.
And I think sitting here right now, people would be opposed to that. But I think ultimately, if you're saying... Getting Juan Soto may mean we have to take a step back next year, meaning not compete for a title. But we have Juan Soto with Bryce, with Trey.
To be honest with you, with the starting pitching they have,
they would still be ace.
You'd be a playoff team.
Yeah.
And the other thing that
they could be in the hunt. Still.
The other thing that they could do if they shed salary when they acquire Soto is it allows them maybe a little more flexibility at the trade deadline to add somebody who's making money if you're not maxed out going into the trade deadline. So maybe they do the thing where they sign them, they shed salary, they see what it looks like, and then going into the trade deadline, hey, we'll see where we are. Maybe that's something.
But the first priority would be getting Juan Soto.
You have to get Soto first.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd say it's something to think about, I think.
Yeah.
For sure. Because obviously you want Juan Soto on your team, but if it costs you other players, how far are you willing to go? And then final thing in the Jackie Baseball, Juan Soto report. Scott Boras talked yesterday, did his State of the Union.
He's the best.
He's unbelievable.
He has to be the only agent that's doing a State of the Union.
Oh, he's the best. He's the best.
He certainly surpassed Drew Rosenhaus.
Yes.
Yeah, he's passed Drew. I mean, but that was Drew Rosenhaus in the 90s and the 2000s.
Yeah.
Holding press conferences.
I would hate negotiating with Scott Boras, but as a casual observer, Scott Boras is hilarious. I love Scott Boras.
He talked about Bryce Harper yesterday, and he said that Bryce remains open to adding to his deal with the Phillies.
Oh, shocker.
That's one way to phrase it.
Bryce still open to the idea.
He's open to that idea.
Shocker that Bryce would want more years and money on the end of the 7 years he has remaining.
So that's
that sort of softens the blow the way if you phrase it that way.
Yeah, he knows. So take that. So the extension talk has not gone away.
Oh, we certainly knew that wasn't completely gone. I'd just rather them do it behind closed doors.
Does Boras do radio interviews? I would love to have Boras on.
I'm sure. Probably not. But it'd be awesome to get him on.
Yeah. Phillies.
After they signed Juan Soto, not before.
Dude, before, can you imagine Middleton looking at the radio going,
you mother bleeps.
The Fritz naming his kid was one thing, the mayonnaise sandwich was one thing, but you're putting Boras on the radio?
On the air? Put pressure on me in my city?
Yes. Wow.
Well, the groundswell has already happened. It's already out there. We want him.
Well, and
yeah, we ain't going back.
Middleton saying that he's willing to spend $300 million, go into the third tier of the luxury tax. He's already put the thing in his if we didn't have it in our brain, we would have started thinking about it after that.
So with that from him, and then you hear what Dave Dombrowski is sort of saying, I'm wondering if he believes he has a better chance of building a team by adding multiple players.
Maybe. Or are they playing good cop, bad cop? Where Middleton comes out and says, I'm willing to spend it. And Dombrowski's like, there are better ways to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want Sirianni to continue to be as aggressive this season, or do you think he needs to adjust? Ike, what do you think the percentages are? Stay aggressive or adjust?
Now, this is a good question.
Yes.
My first instinct would be adjust. But I'm thinking either way, this is close to 50-50 because people want him to be aggressive. They don't want to lose that.
And aggressive is a word that people
like. People can identify, yes. Yeah. So can I just give you the percentages of 53-47?
60% adjust, 40% stay aggressive.
Adjust.
Yeah.
Wow. People were not happy with Sunday.
People were.
That's going to say, Sunday is still there.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
I think y'all might want to give me the insider of the year.
No.
This one here.
What'd you do?
I've got news that Juan Soto's not coming here. So Jack,
hit the breaking news sounder.
Jack, you can go ahead and name your next son after Abraham Lincoln now. So, you know, just keep on right on with down the stretch because it's not happening. Bryce Harper has spoken and said that he wants his extension, and he's not with the so-so thing. That's just the word.
The so-so thing. Okay. I got
Juan so-so.
So-so.
They all the same. You know what I'm saying? Just like you, the brothers. You know what I'm saying? Lee Boy and Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Nah. What do you think about the Eagles?
Yeah, why don't we go in a different direction here?
Hey, listen. Hey, Spike, let me tell you something, too. Yeah. You try to sneak your little stuff in there with explosive Detroit Lions and everything. Bro, the Detroit Lions is not an explosive offense. They're not. They're
oh, here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, they take time to score. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We, the Philadelphia Eagles, led by the Duke, have the most explosive team offense in the NFL. Right
led by now. The Duke.
Shut his hole!
Right. Yeah. Led by the Duke. Okay.
Led by the Duke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if we do come up against them, the Eagles will outscore very easily, okay?
Yes.
So I don't think there's a much of a shootout going on there.
Okay.
You know, if you look at the times that they scored them, all them points and everything, there were basically punt returns and defensive scores.
Okay.
They weren't just regular from their offense. And
their other wide receiver after PEDs. Now he's got gun charges in there. So he'll be gone for the year.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
okay.
You know,
yeah. Led by the Duke, watching everybody else score points for the.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you.
Led by the Duke. Led by the Duke.
Because I'm a
two best wide receiver tandem in the NFL, and we're giving it to the running back 50 times a game. Led by the Duke.
No. Here's why you do that.
Uh-huh.
Is because it's whatever it takes. Duke told y'all himself.
Yes.
Whatever it takes. See, y'all keep on worrying about
whatever it takes because he can't do it. Of course,
passing,
yeah.
Touchdowns and everything. The name of the game. And I'm going to do this to, like, my man. Ike, do you hear me, Ike?
I hear you.
It's to win the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody worrying about no 300 yards passing and 450 touchdowns. As long as we win the damn game, Ike, all that needs to go down.
And why would they choose to do it this way? Exactly. Just out of curiosity.
Because it's working, Spike.
And why?
It's working. I know you have a problem with things working because the Sixers is not. You know, and
that's not how I think about it. That's how you think about it.
Let me tell you this right now.
Yeah.
You are in your heart, you already know the Sixers is not contending for no championship.
I'm not talking about the Sixers, OG.
With or without Embiid. Mm. They're not.
Okay.
Only thing they have to do is get into the second round.
Mm.
Try that for what is it called?
They've been in the second round several times, OG.
Oh, have they? And have they been past it?
Well, that's not what you said. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to make sure that you know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna do what Rob do. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the next one. Did they get out of it, Spike?
Okay. No.
So as a when you're preparing.
But why are we comparing the Eagles and the Sixers? I want them both to win. What are you talking about?
I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
You don't think I want the Eagles to win?
I think you want them to win, but you want them to win without the Duke.
No, I don't. I don't care. I truly don't. Jack cares. If Jalen Hurts, if the Eagles won a Super Bowl and Jalen Hurts threw for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns and was the MVP of the Super Bowl, I would be celebrating at the parade just like you and everybody else was. I promise you.
So you wouldn't be celebrating if he threw for 175 yards?
No, you see. You're the worst.
See?
Yeah.
See? See?
Well, it's more likely scenario, but yes, I'd be celebrating either way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, just keep it real, Spike.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you know, your Keisha showing and everything.
Yeah.
Just let it go,
yeah.
Spike. It's
okay.
Not, yeah. All right? We all right.
Are you done yet? Are you done? Can I talk now? I want you to be able to do your little monologue. You know?
Yeah, I'm going to do you. No, you can't talk now.
Yeah.
No. This is my show.
Okay. Right. I am not afraid of you. Are you done yet? Are you done?
This is entertaining.
Yeah. I'm letting him cook, right?
Yeah. I'm done cooking, man. I landed my plane already.
He landed the plane. All right. All right,
in the middle of a field where there's nobody else. All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. Unbelievable. Yoshi, save us. You're on WIP.
Want me to save you? Okay. Spiky baby, did I come in fast enough?
Yeah, well, there was a delay, as usual, actually, but all good.
Oh, I was letting the lady cross the street with a daggone dog. Man, you complain about everything. You know what? I wanted to just say, forget football stuff today. I want all y'all to line it up. I'm going to go with you first, Scary Terry. That's you, Jack Fritz. What's his name? You talk a lot of trash when I get off the phone, but you my buddy when we text him. But you homies over there get you in trouble. That's all right. I'm going to rip your sleeves off when I see you so everybody see your daggone arms and shoulders. How about that?
what does that mean?
Don't be quiet and pay attention. Don't you laugh too much either, Captain Kangaroo. What's that? Oh, yeah, he's real chesty when he get off the phone. At the beginning of the season, he's real chesty.
Well, you were.
No, I wasn't. I was talking trash to Spike, and I only talk trash when one of y'all talking trash to me.
What did I say?
Why not? You wait. You let Spike say little stuff.
How about letting Spike say? Spike's a grown man.
He doesn't control my microphone. Look, just because your fantasy team is falling apart in front of everybody.
Be quiet. Because you know what? You can't. I'm off of you, Captain Kangaroo. I'm on you. But see, you can't talk trash either. I'll be so glad when he dropped out of the top five. Guess what? You are the top five, too. You at number six. What's
no, that? I'm number four.
Right, you. No, for real, you talking about them power rankings that Buzz gives.
Yes.
When you look at the daggone thing with the daggone league, you number six.
When you look at total points, I'm number one.
Same record. We got the same record. We're coming for you. Don't play the music yet, little boy. Don't play the music yet. What's that? What are you talking about? Look, you ain't no better than me. You only lost three of your last four games. You got a fraud team. Oh, I got the most points, though. You got a 5-4 record. Stop crying so much. You a whiner. That's what you are. You a whiner. And you're going to wait till I get on the phone, and you will say what you got to say. Hey, everybody, this is not Rob talking to daggone Ice Spike Essence. This is Yoshi. I love Spike. I'm just talking trash. You know, Spike, you got to get that disclaimer. But back to you, talking all trash. And I've been meaning to say this. You said I had stage fright because the phone be pausing. Boy, I ain't never had stage fright. Ain't the fuck, girl, or nothing. My Viagra walked through the door, and I'm ready, bruh. How about that? How about that? I don't need no blue shoes and that. Count that. How about that? Meet me
it's
outside.
Called a big dose of D.
Oh, my God.
That hammer is real, for real.
I love y'all.
Oh, man.
We mad at Nick, what's his name? He just needs to adjust when he's being aggressive. Y'all have a beautiful day. Talk to y'all tomorrow because it's Dallas week. Right out of you listening, your team a punk. Love y'all.
I see Yoshi. That was an unhinged Yoshi appearance.
Well, now we're about to start talking about him again once he's hung up. But that's where he gets frustrated because he's listening. He can't come back at us right now.
Yeah, well, the team's falling apart. Yeah. I can understand why he's so upset.
And quite frankly, Yoshi, I mean, you're doing a lot of taking shots at each one of us. We don't have time to say anything, so by the time you're done, we have to wait until you get off the phone.
Yes.
takes the phone call.
Yes. He doesn't even take a breath. You know, that's why we got to do it afterwards.
Yeah. Do you think his face is red at the end of phone calls?
Yes.
I know what. I know his muscles are probably popping out by there. His veins are coming out.
And again, why would he want to rip my shirt off? There's nothing under there.
Yeah.
No, that's why he wants to rip it off.
Yeah. He wants to show how much stronger he is.
Well, I'm built like a 2000 Giants tight end.
Yeah. Well, that's
2000 Giants tight end.
Mark Cimino? Yeah.
Kevin Balls. No,
Kevin Balls.
Yeah.
Flat
Jeremy Shockey. Nah, Shockey head.
Yeah, Shockey was an athlete, man.
Yoshi wearing a tank top in the middle of February just to show off his muscles.
He definitely had one on today.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? This is Yoshi weather out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, top 5 of 5 is next, which is everyone's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Man.
Jack, what do we have to expect in the top 5 of 5?
Had an interesting interaction this morning alongside Walker, and it got my mind thinking about something or things that grandmothers love.
Ooh, things that grandmothers love.
Yeah.
All right.
Things that grandmothers love.
Yes. All right,
that's a good one.
What about granddads?
Well, no. I've had a lot of interactions with grandmothers recently.
Okay.
And I figured out the things that they love the most.
Okay. All right. Well, you could see tomorrow Jack do the top 5 of 5 live. We have a special live broadcast and tailgate party. Thanks to Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Dudat Dental Group, they bid on the afternoon show live broadcast for the Eagles Autism Foundation. So we'll be there from 2 to 6. Reed Blankenship's going to be there on the show from 4 to 4:30. Then he's going to sign autographs, take some photos, 4:30 to 6.
Are you getting a root canal?
Yeah, during the show. The Swoop and the cheerleaders will be there 3 to 4. There's going to be tailgate games and food, and it's going to be a whole party.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Would you rather talk Sixers with Robin Overbrook?
Or get a
root canal in the air?
No, the latter. So that's tomorrow. Lansdale Family Dentistry in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation will be there. If you want more info, 94WIP.com and go to the events page. We also have to tell Reed about our nickname for him and Cooper. Yes, and we got to see if Justin from Tennessee can give him a bunch of his sayings and see if Reed can decipher them. Do you think Justin's available?
I think he's off work on Friday.
There you go. So that's tomorrow. We hope to see you there.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.